Peace and blessings. It is Saturday. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy this episode and happy Mother's Day. Streets know the aura, Tommy guns, fedoras. Watch for the creeps, the peeps on the corner. Mommy read Genesis, I read the Torah. Supposed to be righteous, but I love the horror. Was thrilled by crime. I can't believe I let a motherfucking dollar bill kill my mind. Dull my senses, steal my shine. It took a strong will for me to heal my mind. Still I'm blind, cause still I grind. This ain't astrology, but feel my sign. Ghosts walk the path of mine, I feel his wrath of mine. Cause I kick shit and make the pastor cry. We pacify, or pass the time. Got the soul of a slave with a mastermind. Get real ill, make a statue cry. Cause getting real deep, that's a knack of mine. But fuck accolades. Blow a spliff and get kicks off a pack of page. Homie, put the Mac away. You either live or you die slow. Mind your burn holes and high dough from 5-0. I'm John Doe in a Tahoe. Glow in the dark, how a spark will leave your mind blown. My time's up and your time's gone. Still on the flow, but my nigga, I'm a
I be on my own shit. All about that dope shit. Pretty motherfucker on that low shit. I be on my own shit.
Peace and blessings, everybody. The DBJ. Check this out. I don't know if y'all have heard of the Brave Cave down there in Louisiana.
Situation as we work together with BRPD. I have to say that the recent developments related to the allegations of abuse and misconduct concerning the utilization of the Narcotics Processing Center, known as or referred to as the Brave Cave, has prompted a thorough review of activities at the facility and the officers and unit directly connected to it. As a result of early findings and information provided by Chief Paul, we have made the decision that the facility will remain closed permanently. Let me repeat that. This facility will remain closed permanently, and it will not be used for policing activities going forward. Additionally, Chief Paul has terminated the operations of the Street Crimes Unit. The personnel has been reassigned to uniform patrol until the completion of the investigation. Lastly, an ongoing investigation has yielded enough disturbing details to formally announce that Chief Paul has initiated a criminal investigation related to the handling of the suspects and the policing activities of this unit. Let me say to the citizens of Baton Rouge, since 2017, my administration and Chief Paul have worked painstakingly to improve the relationship between the police and our community. We have come too far to have this relationship eroded by a few bad actors. I do believe in the good men and women of the Baton Rouge Police Department and won't let this deter the efforts to have the respectful and harmonious relationship with our community.
So, I don't know if y'all are familiar with this thing. It's called the Brave Cave down here in, not here, I'm not in Louisiana, but down in Louisiana. It was basically like a detention center, like a holding facility or whatever, like an interrogation center or whatever. It looked like a small little dormitory, basically like where cops took like potential suspects or whatever and like questioned them or held them or whatever. So come to find out, like, there's been complaints and stuff of, like, you know, the police like brutalizing suspects and, you know, beating them up and all, you know, all this kind of different kind of shit. So that was a video, and that was back from last year, of the mayor of Baton Rouge. She was speaking on it. So I'm just gonna read a little bit basically what it is, because I saw it just scrolling on my phone. I was like, what the hell is this shit? So it's called the Brave Cave. So it's unofficially known as the Brave Cave, lacking any official documented name, is a former inmate processing center and more recently off-site interrogation facility in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, that had been run by the Baton Rouge Police Department Street Crime Squad. Brave, until August 2020. So the initials for it, for the Brave, is Baton Rouge Area Violence Elimination. That was a name they gave it. So it has been described by some as having been a major black site of torture or torture warehouse, where detainees were held off the books and could be coerced into providing information or capitation, beaten or subjected to extensive cavity strip searches. The facility came to the national forefront in 2023 following the widely publicized lawsuits of Jeremy Lee and Turnell Brown, who have been held at the facility in separate, unrelated incidents. It is currently being reviewed by the FBI as a result of a civil rights investigation into lawsuits stemming from the facility. The deputy chief, along with other BRPD, the Baton Rouge Police Department officials, have insisted that the now defunct facility was never a cause for concern and not covert by nature. So I'll just read a little of the background, and then. So Baton Rouge police indicated in a statement that the facility had been a former processing center where thousands of inmates had been processed over the years. In recent years, it fell under the command of the street crimes unit known as Brave for interrogation purposes and narcotics processing. Official knowledge regarding the facility is somewhat dubious when initially reached out to by WAFB, I think that's some Wikipedia maybe people. Neither the Baton Rouge police chief, because I'm reading this from Wikipedia, neither the Baton Rouge police chief Murphy Paul, along with his staff, nor police spokespersons were aware of the facility. So they're trying to, people there at first, officials are trying to say they had never even heard of it. However, the deputy chief, Myron Daniels, along with other leaders, were adamant that it had been used for years and was in no way a secretive site. Attorneys have alleged, however, that the facility is a black site. In our view, it almost seems like they take people to wherever we consider a black site, an area where there's not many cameras and where people don't really know about it, and they can essentially hold you there until they decide what to do with you. I believe that is where he was taken to this room, because there were no cameras in this room, and it was what? And it was to actually beat my client. Okay, so they're saying they took his client there to beat the shit out of him. I believe that's what it was for. In August, this is August of 2023, the facility was permanently shut down and the Brave unit was disbanded by Mayor/President Sharon Weston Brome. So I'll just read some of the lawsuits. So there was lawsuits. So several incidents occurred at the facility through 2023, leading to the filing of lawsuits by individuals, which garnered national media attention and the opening of an FBI investigation into civil rights abuses. On June 10th, Turnell Brown was pulled over on grounds that were never identified through documentation, upon which officers switched their body cameras off and searched her without a warrant. The officers discovered that Brown had a bottle of mixed yet legal medical prescription pills. Brown attempted to provide proof of her prescriptions, but according to lawsuit filings, officers declined this and instead took her to the Brave Cave, where she was forcibly strip searched, with two male officers conducting the search extensively. verifying the absence of narcotics specifically in the rectal and genital areas. Brown was released after 2 hours without charges. Then I'll read one of these other ones. In a separate incident occurring earlier in the year on January 9th, Jeremy Lee was detained in front of his home without reasonable suspicion or probable cause. Lee was then forcibly searched next to his home with the officers pulling down his pants and then beating and shoving him around. Whist, frequently muting and switching their body cams off. Lee was then taken to the Brave Cave by the two officers where they were joined by a third, with the two engaging in a pummeling on Lee, repeatedly punching and kicking him, resulting in a fractured rib, chest pains, and abrasions to the head. According to the lawsuit, the officers mocked and laughed at Lee in responses to his pleadings and visible pain. A still body camera image of Lee shackled in the interrogation style warehouse is available in the lawsuit. I saw it too. I just saw the picture a little while ago before I did the story. Lee was taken to the EBR Parish Prison, which refused to accept him due to the severity of his injuries. Yeah, it looks like they beat the shit out of him. And he was subsequently admitted to the hospital with no charges ever being filed. Troy Lawrence Jr., an officer involved in this beating, who was the son of Deputy Chief of Patrol Operations, resigned shortly after WFAB initially broke the story. The FBI has stated that it's currently reviewing allegations that members of the department may have abused their authority. So yeah, that's all they have on Wikipedia. There's a story on it too that I'm gonna do. Okay, so this article is from about 7 months ago, so they did end up charging four officers. So it says, this is an article from about 8 months ago. It says, four Louisiana officers charged in Brave Cave abuse investigation. Investigation triggered by lawsuits alleging abuse and sexual humiliation of people taken to an unmarked torture warehouse. Yeah, there's a picture of it here. Yep. It's like a little warehouse nicknamed the Brave Cave in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So authorities in Louisiana's capital have charged four of the city's police officers amid an investigation triggered by lawsuits alleging the abuse and sexual humiliation of people detained and taken into unmarked torture warehouse dubbed the Brave Cave. The second in command of the Baton Rouge Police Department, Deputy Chief Troy Lawrence Sr., was among those charged and placed on leave. You hear that? Chief, Deputy Chief was involved in this bullshit while people out here talking about there's only a few bad cops. Come on, man, there's four of them right here. That's more than a few. Yep. Deputy Chief Troy Lawrence Sr. was among those charged and placed on leave, officials confirmed at a news conference on Friday. At the center of the case is a man who recently came forward and reported that officers beat him at the local precinct station to which the Brave Cave was attached, before a supervisor then took steps to illegally destroy body-worn camera footage of the beating. Sergeant Douglas Chust, as well as officers Jesse Barcelona and Todd Thomas, were also charged. According to the police chief, Murphy Paul, the case dates back to September 2020, when officers with the Anti-Street Crime Baton Rouge Area Violence Elimination, or BRAVE, unit arrested a man while investigating a complaint. Officers brought the man to a bathroom at their precinct station, tried to make him disrobe to be searched, and then shocked him with stun guns, Paul recounted on Friday. A package which officers suspected contained synthetic marijuana fell from the detained man's anal area after he was struck, Paul agreed. Officers later realized that the use of the stun guns had prompted their body-worn cameras to begin recording footage. That footage, initially viewed on a cell phone application, showed violations of the department policy prohibiting excessive use of force, Paul said. A supervisor then ordered an officer to get rid of the body camera so the footage could not be downloaded from them, the chief added. See all the bullshit going on? Baton Rouge police investigators uncovered that sequence of evidence after an investigation spurred by a lawsuit in late August from another man that described how he was arrested by Brave unit officers, brought to their Brave Cave warehouse, and beaten so badly he fractured a rib. That arrest reportedly happened in January. So yeah, and then it just says, yeah, so they said that that dude had bonded out, that chief deputy, or chief dude, he bonded out. So they're saying, I believe the city of Baton Rouge needs to have an independent and impartial body responsible for reviewing police actions, reviewing complaints, and providing a platform for residents to voice their concerns, Broome said in an office that some U.S. cities have, including nearby New Orleans. The Brave Unit's unraveling occurred at a time when the specialized police units had been scrutinized for abusive practices after the beating death of Tyree Nichols by officers in Memphis. The officers charged in Nichols' killing served with the Memphis' police street crimes operation to restore peace in our neighborhoods. Scorpion Unit. Baton Rouge police had drawn unwanted national attention after an officer killed Alton Sterling outside a convenience store in 2016. Igniting social justice protest. Yeah. Pretty nuts, huh? Yeah, so I'm going to do some more research and see, like, whatever happened with, like, if they've been convicted or whatever. Because that was over, you know, that was last year when they were charged. It was kind of getting late last year when they got charged. So I want to see what the dealio is with that is and see if they've actually been sentenced. And sent to prison because they deserve it. See, that's some bullshit. There's plenty of bad cops out here, y'all. Happy Mother's Day Eve, everyone. It's Saturday morning. Shell and I are up. About to let the dog out. We're watching Patty's Mexican Table. Y'all familiar with that? It's a cooking show. Mexican cooking show. She's not actually Mexican.
Like it's moist and you can taste the red snapper. It has salsa inglesa.
Yeah.
It's super creamy. Definitely not spicy.
Mm-mm.
It's really savory.
So it is one super sonoran salambeado fish.
Hey baby.
Yeah.
What actually is patty? Cause I was just
Patty
Mexican Table.
She's Polish.
She's Polish.
And she's a Polish Jew.
She is Jewish.
Yes.
Didn't know that.
But her grandparents immigrated from Poland during the war to Mexico.
Right, yeah.
Or
so,
her great-grandparents or grandparents.
Yeah, because Patty sounds like she's straight-up Mexican.
Well,
I mean, just straight-up.
Yeah, like her parents and her were born and raised there.
Right, so. Like totally born and raised there. So she, like, her Spanish is better than mine. You know what I'm saying? But she's a Jewish and Polish woman. That's why when I first started watching the show, I was like, her Spanish is super fluent. I mean, like, you think it was a Mexican lady, but I was like, she's not Mexican, though. Like, I couldn't tell what she was.
By blood.
Right, by blood. Like, right, her bloodline, she's not, but, like.
And her husband is.
But you're right, her husband is. So then there, that goes into what I was saying, too. I think it was on an earlier episode I was talking about how people should be careful of, like, what they say to people, because you never know what somebody is. You know what I mean? And you could offend somebody just saying something, like the situation with your daughter when she was with that person and they said something disrespectful about a Mexican person, thinking Maya was just some white girl, and she was like, hey, I'm part Mexican.
Right.
Same thing with Patty's kids. They look like white kids.
Right.
I'm not even trying to be offensive. They look like white kids.
Right.
And there's another example of how you could be around them, disrespect, say something about somebody Latin, and they're going to be like, hey, dude.
Right.
I'm part Mexican. But they don't look nothing like it. Yeah. That's why I said stereotyping people. We don't know what people are. You got to be careful out here. You're just talking, saying stuff around people. Because you never know what somebody is, man. Like, because a lot of people, most Latin people, when they see me, before even speaking to me or anything, they can tell that I have Latin blood in me. Sometimes they'll think I'm either Puerto Rican. I get mixed up for people thinking I'm Puerto Rican and black. You know what I'm saying? So, or I just look just like a light-skinned black dude. So, you know what I'm saying? All right, we're about to let Charlie out.
Tourist destinations of Sonora, Puerto Peñasco. For a truly local, though, Okapi seafood destination, some of the best chefs in town offered to give me a tour of the market.
Don't she sound Latin? All right, here I come. Yeah, it's about, what time is it, 3:41? Taking the dog out. Okay. I'm gonna try to change that 5 in. Try to do this.
I'm here to look for me, and I'll come home when we go do laundry or we run outside when we're not locking the door.
Yeah.
None of that anymore.
Oh, hell no, ain't none of that happening. Okay. All right, Charlie, let me put my shoes on. Let me grab that cane. Because I ain't a lie, I'll go back to prison for that. If someone's on some garbage, you know what I'm saying? If someone tries to do something to us, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm defending us. And we just have to sort everything out. Because I ain't about to let nobody do shit to us. Okay. Fuck that. I'd just be going on back to the old hooshgow at that point. Never looking to start no trouble, ever. Not in my position. But I ain't running from it. Not running from it. I'm always protect myself and my family.
Having trouble with this one here.
For real?
Yeah, I locked the bottom.
Okay.
So I'll let her know tomorrow.
The reason I'm saying that, because, well, I'm sure, you know, people that have apartment, live in apartments, you know, people sleeping in the building and all that kind of shit. And yeah, so people's packages getting stolen and shit like that. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody got time for that shit. People work hard for their stuff. Right. It's just like the nonchalant kind of attitude about it. That's that mode of like, oh, well, nothing's gonna happen. When shit is happening, well, people are saying, oh, nothing's gonna happen, but stuff's happening. People's shit's coming up stolen. Yeah. Same thing, they still ain't taking his 5. Trying to use that 5 from yesterday to get change. She can wash clothes. We're gonna end up just having to go to a laundromat or something. Or I can just go up on the other floor and use their laundry machine too. We'll just use this 5 at the gas station or something.
Yeah.
Hi, Bunny. I think we're up before the birds. I don't even hear no birds chirping yet. Mm-hmm. Do you?
No. That lady had messaged me when I said thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
Turned my phone off, but when I just plugged it in, I saw I had a message, so I looked. She said he hangs out by the freight elevator.
Mm-hmm. The freight of it. Oh, so that's on.
It's by the laundry. It's past the.
Right. Yep. That's on the other side. Yeah. Yeah. The staircase.
Like where our cars are.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'll be saying. That's what I'll be saying. Like going to the car or stuff late at night and shit like that. Just
getting in the car, you know.
Yeah, because I guess we can assume he doesn't come here during the day.
Right. Oh, that's some nighttime shit.
Yeah.
That's... Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the kind of shit, because it's like... Man. Motherfuckers just trying to,
I mean, obviously he's trying not to be caught.
Right. But my thing is like, okay, so you got in the front of the building, you got the shits and premises under video surveillance, but the back of the building is fucking unsecure. Because all the person has to do is walk through the river walk. Walk the river walk way right into the back of the apartment building, which is unlocked.
Completely
unlocked. They might as well not even have a door on the hinge. And that's why, and if you think about it, all these other apartment buildings around here, these condos right around ours, I bet you their back doors are secure. That's why people try to get in this building. Because there's an open entrance, that's why. You know what I'm saying? That's what that shit is. Okay. Come on, brother.
I have a bag.
Okay. Yeah, they gotta be better with that shit, though. But see, that's when you gotta complain to the owner.
Right.
Of the place, because if you just tell her, she ain't gonna say shit. But if it ain't somebody's shit, they ain't gonna really give a fuck.
Right.
You know? Because, like, all she can just keep saying is, oh, I'm just, what is it that they say? Oh, I'm the...
Well, in this camera, it's only pointed at the elevators.
Right. I'm the maintenance person or whatever. I'm just the building manager. I might go check that freight elevator.
Let's not look for trouble.
Well, I mean, I'm not looking for it, but I'm saying, like, I'm kind of nosy.
Well, I mean, is it like every night? Is it?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, is this where he lays his head every night? Is this sometimes?
I mean, I would assume, like, I mean, because I have thought like a criminal before. So, like, obviously, if you find some place where you feel like, you know what I'm saying, you can chillax. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna continue just to do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like if they done found a spot in the building they feel like they can come to and hide out every night or they can enter easily, they're gonna keep coming back. Well, it's like honestly, it's almost like a pet or a stray cat that you get some food to out the door and they're gonna keep coming back.
Well honestly they should be warning all the tenants.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Horrible
like
communication.
A bolo.
Horrible communication. Horrible. So I kind of get it in a way that people walk around kind of like standoffish a little bit or kind of like leery.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I kind of get it. It's like, yeah. Yeah, I feel like we should complain to like, I mean, the owner of this fucking place.
I'm gonna let the chicken cool before I shred it.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, whoever in reality would be the one that would be, I'm gonna say punished or like have to deal with the consequences of that. If like something were to happen to somebody in the building or something like that, or some shit like that.
Right.
Like, is that whatever company it is, to write them a letter or send them maybe write a letter and take pictures of just be like, man, like, clearly people are getting in the building, sleeping in the staircase or whatever, stealing packages and shit. Like eventually, someday, like one day, it could be 5 years from now. It could be a totally different person sneaking in a building, living in it. It could be, you know what I mean? You're going to have a run-in. The person that's trying to hide out in the building is going to have a run-in with a resident or something like that. And it's not gonna go well. And somebody's gonna get hurt. Like I said, it could be 10 years from now.
And the other thing is, like, you know, that camera's only facing the elevator. Well, like, there's other ways to get around here besides the elevator.
Exactly. Like I was saying, all you gotta do is walk down the Riverwalk. You don't even have to come to the front of this building. Walk through the back along the Riverwalk and back through the back entrance of the building. And you're in the building.
Right.
No one's like that front, like, that sign saying surveillance, that shit ain't deterring nobody.
And just how, like, that person put a tissue.
Yeah, and inside the door.
To be able to get in.
To be able to do that.
They can do that all the time.
All the time.
We took it out, but somebody can put it back in.
Yeah. Yep,
and that camera's only facing the elevator, so they can come in the back or the front. Well, the front, there's a camera by the
That would be so stupid to try that.
But you can also go to that first floor to the left. Not by the elevator, but the other one, and get in. Take the stairs. Ridiculous.
Sometimes I don't even feel like even talking to people. Like, sometimes I just wish, like, I was the only one on this earth sometimes. Like, sometimes I don't even feel like, sometimes people are just like, man, I don't just know what goes on in people's heads sometimes, man. Just like, I feel like people walk around this earth without a brain in their fucking head sometimes. I do. I truly do. Like, did God forget to put a brain in your head? Like, you're just walking around with just skull and brain matter or whatever inside, because there's nothing in there functioning. Like, what, like, some of the stuff people do and say and how they act, it's just like, just, man, dude, like, what are you? What the fuck are you? I don't get this shit.
Well, I don't get
this shit, this world we live in nowadays, man. It's a me. Like, yeah.
Well, and then just think about, like, if you're a woman who lives alone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, this
that's
lady said
be,
she, you know, doing laundry by herself.
Right, all that little shit.
And
leaving out for work early in the morning.
She could hear
or
somebody on, like, she heard her door handles.
Oh, my God, I would have snapped. I would have ran to the door. Yeah, that would have been a fucking confrontation, man. I'm not having none of that shit. Uh-uh, man. That's like, I'm not gonna have nobody doing stuff like that. Just checking door handles, seeing the people, like, man, that, uh-uh.
No,
I don't have no time for none of that shit. Nope. I have zero patience for that. Right, uh-uh, man. Nope. Yeah, it's crazy though, man. But like, I understand the position though, like, cause I've been there, you know what I'm saying? Not like truly homeless, like, but being on the run and stuff like that from the law, you're basically homeless. Cause,
right.
You know, mom wasn't harboring me and letting me stay at her place while I was on the run. It's like, I love you, but you can't be here hiding out. You know what I mean? Like, so I get it because I've basically been in that position of being homeless. And so it's like, I get it, but man, like.
Well, you hope that he figures out that the heat is on.
Right. Right. But that's the thing, when you're desperate like that, and you're just looking for somewhere to duck your head, like, you ain't, right, you're willing to maneuver or deal with all that. You ain't got shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, when you ain't got shit or you're super down on your luck, you ain't worried about that kind of stuff. You just That's what I'm saying. So I get the mentality, but it's just like, I'm not in that kind of place anymore. Like, mentally, I'm not in that place anymore, so. But it's just sad that. And then the other thing, too, is you never know when somebody is on the run.
Right.
You know, a person that, like, we're just thinking they're just homeless or they're just whatever, they might be on the run.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, they done fucked up or whatever, but, like, they're homeless, but they're actually, they're on paper, you know, probation and parole, and now they're on the run. So now, like, they're even a little more desperate, you know, not wanting to get caught, wanting, you know, all that shit.
Well, hopefully.
That adds a whole other element to it, which could make a person potentially slightly more dangerous.
Of ground cumin, which is also,
you know,
very much used.
Because you don't want to get caught and go back. I ain't a lot. I don't know how I feel about that. If I'd rather be homeless or in jail. Like, would I rather be homeless for 5 years or do 5 year prison bit?
I'd probably rather do the prison bit.
Ooh. Seeing me,
the stress of being on the streets.
Right.
Like, can you really sleep?
Well, that's the thing. Like, okay, so one.
You don't know when you're gonna eat.
Right, but I mean, I kind of feel like, I mean, because I've experienced prison, so. I would feel, though, overall, like, if I had to make that choice, I feel like I would still choose to be homeless, but free. But, being locked up for 5 years, I mean, that's, man, 5 years of, because when you're free,
You're free,
like, you're physically free. That's why I would still, like, even though you're struggling with whatever it is you're dealing with as a homeless person, because that shit's going to be brutal and rough just dealing with that lifestyle, but you're still free. Like, your body is free. Or, you know, versus if you're in prison, you can only be mentally free. You know, you can take your mind elsewhere, take yourself out of the prison mentally, but physically your body is locked up. You know what I mean? So, you know, because some people say, oh, well, shit, some homeless people, they're better off going to the joint. No, they're not. No, they are not. I'd rather take my chances being a free bum or street person or homeless or whatever we're calling people than be in prison. Fuck that. Because I remember Ken telling me, this is a long time ago, he was like, I'd rather be out here free and have a bad day than be in prison and have a great day. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fuck, you can have the greatest day, or, like, you can have all these good things happen to you in prison, right? But you're still locked up, like, right? You, I don't care what your greatest day is in there. Like, I would trade that in for the shittiest day out here on the street. Because at least you have, you know what I'm saying? You do have options, even though it doesn't seem like it. But yeah, they got to be better with these apartments. Because I clearly, you know, happening all over the East Side, down to, you know, all these apartment buildings, it's always, so I was saying, like, the East Side is becoming its own little, you know, its own little area, its own little ghetto. I was saying, like, Oakland Avenue, certain parts of Oakland Avenue look like the ghetto. I consider that a white ghetto over there off of Oakland Avenue. But it'll never get that narrative because there's a bunch of white people over there. I'm not saying that disrespectfully, but, like, just how it looks, it won't get the stigma of being a bad neighborhood or a ghetto because there's white people there. and because it's by a college. And they're, because there are homeowners over there and all that kind of shit. So it's never going to quite get the rap of like a inner city ghetto would, where there's a lot of black people. You know what I mean? You could literally take some of them houses off of Oakland and literally put them over onto the hood somewhere and you wouldn't notice a difference. And vice versa, you could take a hood and a home in a hood and put it over there on Oakland Avenue somewhere by the college campus and you never know. Because a lot of them look the same. You got that renter's mentality. All them white kids in them, some of them apartments, some of them duplexes. Can you imagine how many people have been in and out of them apartments or homes just within a, say, a 5-year period?
Yeah.
How many kids, college students, have lived in just one of those places? In and out, 6-month lease, in and out, constantly. And then you throw all in the partying and the drinking and the drugging and all that stuff like that. And just, you know, a lot of kids, like, not knowing how to take care of themselves or clean up or because their parents have been doing it their whole life. And then they go out on their own and they don't even know how to fucking wash a dish or barely know how to wash clothes. It's crazy. So basically, shit revolves around to how you were raised, values, all that stuff, attitude, and the way you think, and the choices you make. Even as a kid, you gotta make choices.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Can growing hacienda, and this is just such a treat, not just for me, but for my team. We're here and we're... Kevin? Daniel? Mari? Amado? Dan?
Ain't a black Dave, person in sight.
And I'm cooking for me, but mostly for them. And you can get the recipes too. We are starting with a caldo de queso, which is a most traditional soup here in Sonora.
See what I'm saying? Ain't no black people around. Oh, news should be coming on soon. Denver won last night.
Oh, okay.
Yep, Denver won last night. Oh, the birds are finally up. I can hear them chirping. Y'all want to hear the birds chirping? Happy earliest Mother's Day. Yep. We were out early letting the dog out. We didn't hear a bird chirping. I think we beat the birds up this morning. Yep, there they are. So they had the Bear Center lit up in pink last night for Sade Robinson. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I might be being picky, but like, it's not pink anymore. They took it down already. Like, why can't you can't leave it lit up through the rest of the evening until the morning time and then turn it down or whatever? But like, okay, the Pfizer form, theirs is lit up pink. But earlier it wasn't. I was like, why isn't the Pfizer forms? So the Pfizer form, they got...
Although we can't see all of it, just the top of it.
What, the Bear Center?
The Pfizer Forum.
Right. Yeah, so... Yeah, everyone have a good Mother's Day. We're celebrating ours today, so tomorrow will just be like another day for us. So, yeah. How's your coffee, baby?
Great.
Cool. All right. So, I wanted to wash some clothes, but the change machine still ain't taking the $5 bill. So that means that $5 bill is either counterfeit or it's, because you see it's not ripped or torn.
Right.
Or anything like that. Let me grab a cigarette. It's not ripped.
I wonder if some machines are like pickier than others.
Yeah, that one's super picky.
You're gonna get a cigarette if they're in the office. Today.
Oh, okay, cool. And yeah, because I do want to wash some clothes later, like later, because we'll be back by 1 o'clock. Oh, you got to go to your mom's too.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want, I was going to ask you, do you want to make it easier for you?
Well, and
since we're going to be out in Glendale, did you want me to ride back home with Mom and Jim? Because in that way you could, what time is your mom's? Did you say 1:30 or 2 or something like that?
No, I was going to go to Joe's at 3.
Oh, okay. Well, then potentially.
I don't want to hang out in Glendale that long.
Because it would end up being around like 1-ish. So you'd end up being there about Yeah, I was thinking, I was like, ooh, maybe she would. Because I could just ride home with Mom and then boom, it would make it easier. But yeah, that's kind of a long gap in between.
Right. And the dinner is also still up in the air.
Dinner?
Because, remember we're going for dinner?
Yeah.
Because of my stomach. They said if I still wasn't feeling well, we could skip dinner.
You maybe should consider that. Just based off the fact that it's going to make for a super, super long ass day for you. You know what I mean?
True.
I mean, that's basically like 3 events, kind of.
Yeah. But Joe has a Mother's Day present for me, so I definitely want to.
That's nice.
He called me on Tuesday and said, your gift came, do you want to come and get it?
Awesome.
Nice. He was like, I can't believe it. Actually, like, came I planned ahead and...
Yeah, see how that works?
Yeah. So...
That's awesome.
Yeah,
so you're probably excited. You're
like, I do, because he...
Because
he said I was going to like
now,
it.
When you said it arrived, I'm like, okay, well, he ordered something. That means it's something pretty decent, maybe. Because if not, usually, like, it's not a shot at younger people. But, like, even when I was young, like, we didn't know what to really get. You just kind of... grab a card or you just, you know what I mean? But like, because when you're younger too, I think your family doesn't expect you to get them stuff. But when you get older, like, you need to make sure you're getting decent gifts and,
well, and honestly,
making sure there's some thought into it.
Like, as a mom.
Yeah.
I don't really expect...
Like our mom.
A gift from my kids.
Right, like my mom. She's like, don't, no gifts. You guys are super generous for birthday and all that and the holidays. Like, right.
Yeah, like, I don't expect, you know, like, I was going out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, just have a good time. Like, that's a gift for me.
That you're
enjoying your
yourself.
Life. Yeah.
Right. Because then that's, yeah. Right. Because then you don't want to have to stress about that shit.
Yes. And she always shows affection and appreciation.
Yeah.
So, 98%.
Your guys'
of the
relationship
time.
Is tight. You, yeah. You know, communicate a lot. Talk, like. But that's the thing. Like, I feel like when people are younger, I feel like there should be definitely, like, there's roles. Like, there's parent and there's child. You know, but when you get old, like, you're kind of, that should be how the role is, parent, child. And as you get older, as a child gets older and becomes a young adult and starts becoming...
The dynamic
that's
is different.
When you, that's when you can become friendly and be more... You know what I mean?
Right.
but clearly, like, when you're younger, like, there should, it should be parent, child. Like, we're not into the business of being friends. Like, when you're 12 years old, I'm not trying to be your friend. I'm your parent.
Right.
When you're 22, then we can be more friends, more friendly. But, yeah. Like, at that age, like, I'm supposed to be guiding you. And I mean, who am I to talk? I wasn't the greatest parent, but just saying, through all, you know, all this shit I've been through and stuff, you know, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, that's going to be nice. What do you think it is?
I have no idea. I was like, it isn't a weapon, is it?
So you put some thought into it. He did. At least. That's on it.
Thought into it, so.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to light this candle.
Yeah.
Get some music together. I'm put this little finish putting this little episode together. I wasn't really sure if I should. I mean, what do you think if we should really concentrate on podcasting this weekend? Because it's Mother's Day. You know, it's Mother's Day weekend, so it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, but you always find time to.
Yeah. Ugh, you see that shit? The dog was looking all. Ugh, man. Anyways. Like that poop. How can that work? The poop, it's a pet odor and stain remover stuff, but they claim it's just basically like water. Like they were spraying it in their mouth and shit. Like how can it effectively clean something if it doesn't have any kind of chemicals in it? You're spraying the shit in your mouth and stuff? Not you. I'm saying people are. Like, how does.
Right. I guess like natural enzymes, you know.
Oh, okay. Remember when Charles Barkley said, he was like, I'm not doing no social media. I ain't fuck with none of that shit. Now he's got a podcast out. He's got a Twitter account now or Instagram or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Denver won last night. So they're down 2-1 now. Indiana won last night. So those series are actually a series now.
Right.
Because I didn't want to see these series where they're 3-0.
Yeah.
And shit. Like, I want to see some good series. I want these. I'd like to see every series go 7 games. Yep. So, yeah, we're going to get out of here. Rest up some more. And everyone have a great Mother's Day. Stay safe out here. Make sure your apartment lobby doors and the front and the back and stuff like that are locked. Yeah, basically, to go all around to get next door, we're just saying, like, that there's, you know, I ain't going to say people or whatever, like, sleeping in the building, in the apartment building, you know what I'm saying? Clearly they're homeless or they're on the run or whatever they got going on, or they burnt bridges and no one wants them around. But like, you know, in the back door of our apartment building is unsecure. There's no lock or anything on it. You just open the door and walk right the fuck in like you live here. You know, the front of the building is locked and secure and all that. You have to have a key to get in, but the back is totally unsecure. Person could just totally walk through the river, walk down there, and just enter the back of the building. Get on the elevator and just move around. Sleep in the staircase, hide out in the staircase, or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and when I showed her the tissue scan, you can see where there's scrape marks on the door where somebody is obviously trying to
pry herself in.
Pry the lock open. Because there is a lock, but that door's pretty loose.
And that's what I'm saying. It's just like, and then like, what happens if you have an encounter with somebody? You know what I'm saying?
Well, and then that goes to your point, hate that phrase, but where the other day you said hi to that lady and she didn't say hi, she might just be afraid to communicate.
But I have a dog with me. I have a dog with me. I have my keys rattling. Right. She could clearly see. She, because when she was, like, she seen me come in through the back. She seen me.
Right.
All that keys in my hand. So clearly I live here.
Right. I'm just saying, like, in general, she, you know, she probably is just like, oh, don't say hi to anybody. Keep your head down.
Well, that's, you know? That's how I'm going to start treating her.
Right. I mean, that was extreme because you obviously are a resident, you know. What I'm saying?
Like, that just adds to the bullshit, though. Because now, like, you know what I'm saying? Because now she just created tension between me and her for no reason.
Right.
She could have just said,
agreed,
just gave me a head nod or something like that. Or, you know what I'm saying? That's,
well, then you,
that's
have,
all I'll be saying, because I took the time out to acknowledge your existence.
Right.
I didn't have to. You're a complete stranger to me, too. Right. I don't know you.
Well,
but you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, either, it would have been cool if, like, both of us didn't say anything to each other. You just, boom. It's just like, whatever.
But as soon as one, her. As,
if she would acknowledge me, like, if one of the person acknowledges the other person and the other person don't say nothing back or any, that's bullshit to
agreed.
Me.
Agreed.
Because I didn't have to say anything to you, but I chose to. Right. So for you to not, like, that's
I'm just
bullshit.
Saying,
just act like I'm literally not there.
Right.
Like I'm invisible.
In general, stuff like this makes people unfriendly.
Oh, for sure.
To others.
For sure. No doubt about it. And that's what I was saying. Like, when we came in, I understand that mentality. But still, like, yeah. Yeah, people out here, I don't know what people are on out here nowadays. This, it is. It's me. Because like you're saying, everyone gets into that, stay to yourself, protect you and your family, you know what I mean? Stay out the way, take care of yours, and just, and if everyone's living by that mentality, though, like, just stay to yourself, it's you and your family, then it's like, how are people,
well, is he
building
trying,
relationships?
Is he trying doors to see, like, if there's a vacant unit?
And that's what I'm wondering, too. Like, that just shows you the desperation of somebody. If they're just willing to walk around in an apartment building and just, like, just see if doors are open and stuff like that. Man, you got to be willing to.
You don't know what's on the other side of the door.
Right. Well, you open, let's say you open one and it's open and you enter somebody's apartment. There's a whole bunch of different scenarios that could go down.
Right. Well, you know, if somebody's in the bathroom or in, or sleeping or whatever,
well,
you,
that, you encounter somebody and they're sitting there and they, and like, because I'm, that's what I say, if somebody walks in here, just walks in here and we're like, there's going to be a confrontation. And at that point, everything's going out the window.
Right,
at that
then,
point.
Then there's a whole nother level.
That's what I'm saying.
In our
I'm
situation.
I'm going to protect us.
Right.
I'm going to fucking protect us at that point. There's just, everything's just going to have to get sorted out after. But
and it
because what am I supposed to just sit here and just be like, oh, well, in my mind, I'm on parole. I can't fight you back.
Right.
Or I can't, no. We're about to tear this bitch up. A lot of furniture moving. A lot of furniture moving.
Yep. And it would all get sorted out, but
like, but just then I'd have to go to jail,
right,
deal with all that, just, and you know what I mean, and I was just in here protecting myself,
right,
and protecting us like anyone else should be able to do, and I'm gonna have to do it with hands and all kinds of just weapons on the fly because I can't have a pistol because I can't protect myself.
That's crazy. Everyone else.
Well, and you're right, because we don't know if he has a knife, a gun.
If I was in that position and I was homeless and I was down and I was doing that kind of crap,
you would have.
I'm gonna make sure I have something on me. I'm not just gonna be walking around checking apartment doors, or walking to somebody's apartment without, like, you know what I mean? And there's a person that's living in the apartment. I'm going to assume if someone comes into my apartment, they're on some bullshit.
Right.
Just walking. Who are you? No, you're about to get attacked. You ain't making it out of this apartment. You're not making it out of here. You know
So yeah, like even if you just go run and take out the garbage or do the laundry, now you're gonna have to lock me in.
Fuck that. No, I ain't about to be nobody's victim.
And like imagine, you know, being a woman living alone in this building.
Right.
I would not feel safe at all. I probably wouldn't sleep. Every little noise.
Every little noise, right. No, I get it. I get it. That's what, and that does make sense, like, because a lot of times, be back.
Have to remember to pray every day I wake. Not to break if I make a mistake. The second hand on the clock don't stop. Gotta keep climbing till you hop on top. Whoever said life was easy? Same folks who believe in magic. You gotta pay, man, it ain't no freebies.
Peace and blessings. Late Friday, early Saturday. You made it to the weekend, y'all. Please enjoy this episode that we got coming up. And enjoy this. Devin the Dude. This is Devin the Dude. He's out of Houston. Very underrated. And not listened to enough.
That's how the saying goes. But don't forget the part about paying dues, stay in school. Obey the rules, never play the fool. They see your weakness, you know what they'll do. Take advantage, so manage your revenue. Letting somebody use you is what you never do. Take advice if needed just to make it right. If you love someone, tell them before you say goodnight. Cause life is too short, you can ask Todd. If there's anything you need, you should ask God. Then work hard, can't be lacking, slacking or guessing. And try to call, hear the message, hit you back in a second. I reckon I should live more responsible. And never have to deal with deputies and cops. Second hand on the clock, don't stop. Gotta keep climbing till you hop on top. Whoever said life was easy? Same folks who believe in magic. You gotta pay me.